And do you remember anything that was twice as long as a pillow?
Yeah, bolster.
Mm-hmm. You said the bolster didn't go part way across the bed. It went
halfway.
Did it go halfway?
It go up. Supposed to go all the way.
Okay. And say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for the children, you might make a
pallet.
Okay. And talking about land, you'd say we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Or another word for that? It's very
fertilized.
Okay. And what different types of land do you have on a farm?
Well, sometimes you have some good and sometimes you won't have none.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be that too good.
Uh-huh. What would you call flat land along a stream?
Well, I don't know. I maybe heard it, but I've right now forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I was wondering
heard of it.
You heard on lowland or bottom land?
Yes, lowland and bottom lands and low places, you know.
Uh-huh.
They hold water, you know, sometimes. And then comes a dry spell, it all dries up.
Mm-hmm.
But then if they come another, then a rain and all, they'll all fill up again then. But they don't last too long.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't.
What would you call a field that might not be good for much except raising grass or clover or something?
Yeah, there's some of that's like that. That's just good for stock of some kind.
Uh-huh. Would you have a special name for that?
Well, I don't remember.
Did you say meadow or prairie or?
Yeah, prairie or something.
Did people used to
have it, but they don't now. I reckon they do yet.
Uh-huh. What'd you call that?
A prairie.
Mm-hmm. And what about land that's got water standing in it most of the time?
Well, it's just too wet if it stands all the time for anything.
Did you ever hear people hunting on coons or alligators?
Yes, yes, sir.
Where would they go to hunt them?
They went to the ponds and things. They stay in water. They got to have some water. We used to have a pond in our field that they plenty of alligators that they go out there anytime you wanted them. There was a tree blow down across the water place there, and they'd be the old mammy and that, the old daddy and all the little ones.
Were they very dangerous?
Yes, sir. They didn't ever bother any of us, you know, but we didn't give them no chance too much. We didn't pester them.
You didn't go swimming in there?
No. My brother used to go and mess with them. They didn't fool with them too much, though.
Uh-huh.
They let them alone. There was a plume, a big old log in there, and I seen them things all on that old log from one end to the other, out in the water. There's some big alligators too in there, but we weren't fooled with them. We were scared of them.
Did you ever hear of a swamp or a bog or marsh?
Yeah, but I didn't ever hear much about it. I've heard some of them.
What's heard what?
WAP.
Huh?
WAP, I think's what they call them. Some kind. I don't know. They just people didn't like them, I don't think.
What was that?
That was way back yonder. I used to hear my grandmama and them talk about it.
Talk about what?
The fish, you know, that was it. No wops that grew that stayed in the water.
Uh-huh.
They stayed in the water all the time. It was I don't know if it was an alligator, but it's something of the like.